I think, Gilly, you might relate to this with your kids. Jess, you can get ready for this. Now, you know...
Okay, you're preparing us for something.
Yeah. Well, you know I've got Pam the fur baby, our dog.
Yeah.
But Morgan and I, my partner, we found new ways to get each other to do stuff without asking each other to do it. We're doing it through the dog. So you can't get angry at each other because you're technically... doing it through the dog.
So technically Pam's asking.
No, like I'll explain.
Is this like, I don't want to stomp on your story here, but we used to speak to the baby about things that we want to done, like,
correct.
Oh, gee, wouldn't it be nice if mummy did the dishwasher correctly every once in a while?
That's exactly where I'm going.
Oh my God.
So everyone who has a dog will always speak in a dog voice. They'll lie about it and say they don't, but everyone speaks in a freaking dog voice.
Yeah, you can't speak in just a
logical girl.
Hey, Pam.
Hello.
Here's your food.
Yeah.
No.
Sounds cruel almost doing that. Yeah.
It's like a message without emojis or exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Cruel.
It's just very cruel, you know, without punctuation. So we do that to Pam, and anyone who has a dog will know that they call themselves their mum or the dad of the dog. Mummy and daddy. You know? So we'll start doing things, but Morgan will start being like, Pammy, daddy's going to give you dinner and then take the rubbish out, isn't he? And I'll be like, oh, is he? I'm like, well, mummy's going to take you to the dog park tomorrow, then give you a bath because you're a dirty girl.
Oh my goodness. Are you catching each other's eyes in this or are you looking at the dog?
Are you looking at the dog? You don't look at each other.
You don't look at each other.
It's mindset. It's civil war.
Okay. You know?
But then the argument starts to steer away from dog stuff and just become about general household things. Well, it's daddy's turn to cook dinner tomorrow night, isn't it? Well, daddy doesn't know what he wants to cook for dinner because mummy hasn't decided what she wants. Who's a good family? Who's a good family? And you can't get angry at each other because you're both doing it and one-upping, but you're talking in a dog voice to the dog.
Totally. When the dog's involved, we keep it civil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in front of the children, no one swears, no one raises their voice. The children are there. We don't want to be in that household.
Scar poor Pammy.
Yeah. Of course.
And she's just in there looking, going, what is happening with you two?
Yeah, wow. I wonder in her dog brain what she thinks about mummy and daddy. Like, this has nothing got to do with me. Can I leave? Like, can I go outside?
You two, stop this again. Just give you my dinner and that's enough.
Yeah.
So you've done this with your kids?
Yeah, especially when they're little and babies.
And they don't
respond. See, our kids would respond now. You know, like Otis would be like,
ask it yourself.
Yeah. I want bolognese for dinner. You cook crap dinners.
Yeah, they get it.
Just ask mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's only when they're babies.
Yeah.
So when Pam starts speaking English.
Yeah. That'll really hurt.
It'll really put a stop to
when she gets
that.
Old enough and develops to do that, that'll hurt.
Yeah.
So just enjoy it while you can.
That's the problem, you know, because she's never going to speak English, obviously. So how long can this keep going?
This sounds like it's a forever thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And it's when it's starting to bleed out into the grocery list or to the chores you've got to do the next day.
Or Pam, the
worst one is because Morgan doesn't run. She's not a runner and I like running. But it's like, it could be like a Saturday morning and she'd be like, oh, I thought daddy was going to take you for one of your big 8 to 10K runs. Like,
get out of the
house. Was he? He's going to take you for a little run, was he? What's mummy going to do? Can Pam do Pilates with you?
When Pam starts texting or like when you're messaging each other or calling each other, that's when I think we need to call someone to help.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't, technology doesn't get involved, I think we'll be all right.
Could be a useful therapy tool though.
Yeah.
If you're a counselor or a psychologist out there, just bring a dog into the room and let them get it all out.
If communication is broken down, get the pet in.
The worst is when you finish your stupid little civil argument in dog voice and then you're like, just sort of look at each other. You're like, did we just argue in dog tone?